This is Akashvani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra, first from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. The Lok Sabha was adjourned today, drawing to close the first part of the budget session and will now reassemble on March 9th. The three-week recess period will allow standing committees to examine allocations to various central ministries given in the Union Budget. The first part of the budget session began on January 28 with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of the two houses, and the budget was presented on February 1st. After the House met at 11 a.m. today, it was adjourned after a few minutes as opposition members raised slogans demanding resignation of Union Minister Hardeep Puri over a matter related to him meeting a convicted American person. Union Minister Puri had on Wednesday said in response to the opposition's allegations that he had met the American man on a few occasions. But his conversations with him had nothing to do with the crimes in which the man was involved. As soon as the House met, presiding chairperson Sandhya Rai informed the House about the demise of former MP Dr. Bhagwan Das Rathore, and members observed a moment of silence to pay tribute to the departed former member. Rathore was a member of the 6th Lok Sabha from the Haridwar constituency of undivided Uttar Pradesh and of the state's Khurja constituency in the 9th Lok Sabha. Following this, as soon as the chair began question hour, members of opposition parties, including the Congress, began shouting slogans demanding the resignation of Union Minister Puri and rushed to the well of the House. Meanwhile, Congress MP Ujjwal Raman Singh asked a supplementary question, which Health Minister J.P. Nadda answered amid the uproar. The Health Minister said that no case of death related to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup has been reported from any state. Nadda said when no deaths have occurred due to codeine toxin, the question of compensation does not arise. Regarding the question of a CBI investigation into the matter, he said, how can a CBI investigation be demanded when no deaths have occurred? Krishna Prasad Tenneti of the Telugu Desam Party asked the government if it has plans to introduce a policy to recall defective and contaminated medicines from the market. In response, Nadda said that medicines are inspected, and if any medicine is found to be substandard or unfit for human consumption, it is recalled as per a process. With the opposition sloganeering continuing, the House was adjourned till noon. When the proceedings of the House started at 12 noon, the presiding chairperson, Sandhya Rai, got the necessary papers placed on the table of the House and then adjourned the House till March 9. During the first part of the budget session, the Lok Sabha witnessed dramatic scenes and repeated adjournments from February 2 afternoon after the chair disallowed Leader of the Opposition Rahul Gandhi to quote from the excerpts of the memoir of former Army Chief M.M. Narwane relating to the India-China conflict of 2020. The House witnessed noisy protests and dramatic scenes in the coming days, leading to the suspension of 7 Congress and 1 CPI member from the House for the remainder part of the budget session for unruly behaviour, including climbing on tables of officials and throwing torn papers at the chair. Due to the opposition's protests, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was unable to respond to the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address on February 4th. In an unprecedented move, the motion of thanks was passed on February 5th without the Prime Minister's customary speech. The Speaker of the Lok Sabha read out the motion of thanks to the President's address, which was passed by voice vote amid sloganeering by opposition members. With Gandhi insisting on speaking before the House took up debate on the Union Budget, the House again saw uproarious scenes leading to frequent adjournments. An anguished Birla had told the House that disruptions wasted 19 hours and 13 minutes of the House time till last week. Later, participating in the debate on the Union Budget, Gandhi accused the government of failing to protect India's interest while signing an interim trade agreement with the United States. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman countered the allegations levelled by the LOP, saying it was the previous Congress government which sold the country to the World Trade Organization. A bill to amend the Industrial Relations Code with an aim to bring legal clarity was passed by the Parliament in the first part of the session. The bill would help avoid any future unwarranted complication over the continuity of certain laws replaced by the Industrial Relations Code of 2020. It is the first bill to be introduced and passed by the Parliament in the budget session. The budget session will conclude on April 2. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Kumar Rahul of PTI. Rajya Sabha proceedings were adjourned today till March 9, as Parliament went into a three-week-long recess to allow standing committees to scrutinise budget proposals. The Upper House met for 0 hour at 11 and was adjourned at 1 p.m. after the scheduled question hour. The first part of the budget session began on January 28 with President Draupadi Murmu's address to a joint sitting of the two houses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the financial year 2026-27 in the Parliament on February 1, 2026. During 0 hour, the government informed Rajya Sabha that instances of stubble burning have been steadily declining, especially in states like Punjab and Haryana. After the launch of the Crop Residue Management (CRM) scheme, under which machines are provided to farmers at subsidized rates, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that stubble burning is not the only cause of pollution, as scientific studies have established that it contributes no more than 5% to pollution in the Delhi NCR region, even during winter. Industrial units and vehicles are among the other major sources of pollution, but farmers are often blamed for it, he said while responding to the question. Explaining the rationale behind launching the Crop Residue Management (CRM) scheme, the Agriculture Minister said that even though stubble burning is an easy way for farmers to clear their fields for the next crop sowing, it has several disadvantages apart from causing pollution. These include the destruction of crop-friendly insects, loss of nutrients and organic carbon, and a reduction in soil fertility. That is why the government introduced the Crop Residue Management (CRM) scheme, he stated. Chauhan said that farmers receive a 50% subsidy on the purchase of machines for stubble management. Institutions that set up centres to rent out these machines to farmers can avail an 80% subsidy. Chauhan pointed out that more than 3.5 lakh farmers have been provided with machines under the CRM scheme, and with these efforts, cases of stubble burning have significantly declined in states like Punjab and Haryana. However, he admitted that only a 17% reduction in stubble burning cases has been recorded in Uttar Pradesh, and the government is making further efforts in this direction. Responding to questions regarding the decline in the production of pulses in 2024-25, he said that the government is working with agricultural scientists to develop high-quality seeds for better crop yields. He added that extreme weather conditions also impact crop production. According to Chauhan, production of pulses has increased over the years. While in 2016, India was the largest importer of pulses with the use of technology, improved seed varieties and better facilities for farmers, the country witnessed a Dalhan revolution. As a result, the production reached a record high of 2 crore 70 lakh tons in 2021-22, he said. Replying to a query on moong production in Madhya Pradesh, Chauhan said that it has increased, with over 20 lakh metric tons of moong now being produced in the state even during the summer season. During 0 hour, Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Sanjay Singh demanded that the government recruit young men who have cleared the examinations for enrollment in the armed forces and called for an end to the practice of soldiers being made to serve senior officials. Raising the issue in the Rajya Sabha, Singh said between 2019 and 2022, approximately 1.23 lakh young men cleared physical and medical examinations for recruitment in the army, while around 7,000 cleared tests for the Air Force. However, these candidates are yet to receive their joining letters. National Conference member Sajjad Ahmed Kichlu raised concern over the plight of students from Jammu and Kashmir who have been left in limbo after a Rajasthan university allegedly failed to honour its admission commitments. Raising the issue, the MP from Jammu and Kashmir said several students from Jammu seeking admission to nursing courses at Mewat University in Rajasthan have been denied entry despite assurances from university authorities. He further alleged that when the students protested, 33 of them were arrested. He demanded an inquiry and action against the authorities concerned. Kichlu also flagged another case involving Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Medical College in Katra, where he claimed 50 students selected on merit have been affected after the college was shut down. DMK member Rajati raised concerns over the declining water supply to the Ponneyyar River and urged the government for immediate intervention to address the agrarian distress in the region. She drew attention to a proposal to augment water supply to Ponneyyar through a pumping system. The MP said, if this plan is implemented, it will benefit farmers across hundreds of villages and restore water supply to the region. The Rajya Sabha MP highlighted that water flow in the river has decreased significantly in recent years due to recurring floods. This has left farmers in the area grappling with acute water scarcity. To address the crisis, Rajati urged the Union Minister for Jal Shakti to expedite approval and implementation of the proposed project to provide relief to the affected farming community. Derek O'Brien of TMC asked the government to come out with a legally enforceable universal basic minimum wage for workers across sectors. The TMC member said one in three youth are not in employment and there is no minimum wage flow even for those who have jobs. He said the national wage flow effectively stagnated at about 176 rupees a day. He emphasized that low wage depresses consumption and locks workers into poverty. He suggested for a single, legally enforceable, universal basic minimum wage flow below which no worker can be paid irrespective of sector, contract type and place of work. Rekha Sharma of BJP spoke on issue concerning the institutional memory of the functioning of statutory commissions. These commissions, she said, play a crucial role in safeguarding the rights of people, addressing grievances, advising governments and making policies. Meenakshi Jain, nominated member, expressed concern over increasing incidents of vandalism at protected heritage sites. Chaudhry Muhammad Ramzan of National Conference expressed concern over threat to Kashmir's horticulture industry due to harmful agrochemicals and apple imports. Many times poor and financially weak people are in jails due to not being able to pay the amount of bail, whereas a convicted person is able to vote, Kadadi said, terming the situation contrary to Article 326 of the Constitution. Bhagwat Karat of BJP stressed the need to divert water flowing into the Arabian Sea, approximately 100 TMC annually, to Godavari and Krishna basins to address Marathwada's water crisis. K. Lakshman of the same party praised the Pradhan Mantri Vishwakarma scheme for crossing 30 lakh registrations by 2025, 3 years ahead of target. He also urged the government to launch a second phase. That's all in the parliamentary review.